on the map. WGN Radio gives insight and explores unique exotic vacation destinations all over the world. On the map, from Miami to Santorini. Plan your next adventure on the map. Here's Dave Plyer.
All right, good Friday evening to all of you, and welcome to On the Map. And tonight we're going to explore Grand Rapids, Michigan, and the world of winter. The city of Grand Rapids is the second largest in the state of Michigan and encompasses an area of approximately 45 square miles. Grand Rapids is located in west central Michigan, roughly 30 miles east of Lake Michigan. The Grand River, a major state waterway, runs through the city center. From the world-class attractions and outdoor recreation to nationally ranked food and craft beverage scenes, today Grand Rapids, Michigan is filled with unexpected surprises. Discover why Grand Rapids is America's best beer city, the nation's craft beverage capital, and the top 20 U.S. foodie city. We'll also talk about the world of winter, which is happening now through March 10th. Kate Leto is the Associate VP of Marketing, Experience Grand Rapids. Bill Kirk, Communications Director at Downtown Grand Rapids, will join us later, and we'll start with Kate. Good evening, Kate, and welcome down the map.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Talk to us a little bit about the history of Grand Rapids.
Sure. I thought we were going world of winter history, but you want the whole city. So
I would.
Yeah. Yeah, that's great. Grand Rapids, really, we were known as Furniture City. We were a logging community, and we still have a really strong emphasis on furniture, especially office furniture here in West Michigan. More recently, we've been known for things like being Beer City USA, great food and beverage, as you mentioned, the craft beverage capital of the U.S. So lots of different accolades have come and gone, but really just a wonderful community full of people that really care about the community, too.
Very cool. Well, there's a lot to do in Grand Rapids in the winter. The world of winter that Bill will talk about later after the break is what's really cool right now. But every single day, there's something great to do there. And your website and how you arrange this, you have some really cool culture passes and so many other things to experience the city itself, right?
Thank you. Yeah, there is a ton of information on experiencegr.com. There's really no shortage ever of amazing things to talk about and things to do. So you referenced the Culture Pass, and that's a discount program, or a discount pass. It's a three-day pass. You get admission into multiple attractions, and it's all for a really low price. I think we change the price based on what attractions are open, but usually it's between $20 and $30. So amazing, affordable way to check out lots of attractions. Something that I really love about our arts and culture scene, too, is that we have five museums that are all within walking distance, right downtown.
Yeah.
And when I say walkable, a lot of cities say, oh, we're walkable, but ours really are, boom, boom, boom. They're really close. So that's really a fun way to check out really what Grand Rapids has to offer, especially in the arts and culture area.
Well, what's cool, too, is that when you're exploring a new city in general, I mean, you want to have an opportunity. It's probably 2 or 3 days that you're going to be there. And this Culture Pass really provides that opportunity to figure things out and kind of set your itinerary.
It does. And it's great because, you can go to multiple. So some museums are more for certain people than others. So you can check them all out and see what works for you. You started by asking about the history, and our Grand Rapids Public Museum right downtown is a great place for information on that. There's an exhibit there called The Streets of Grand Rapids, where you can walk through kind of an old-timey Grand Rapids city and what it used to look like. Really fun to see some of the parallels there, and all life-size.
Now, you talked about all these great museums. You also have a zoo. You have several performing arts theaters. You have professional opera, symphony, ballet companies. It's a big city with a lot to do.
Yeah, you hit the nail on the head. The zoo is seasonal, but is an amazing zoo, and it is a couple miles from city center. So really love the proximity. Again, I think you'll kind of see the theme that, everything's close and easy to navigate, which just makes it a great place to live for me, but also a great place to visit.
That's right. Just outside city limits, you have the Frederick Meyer Gardens and Sculpture Park, and then you host about 750,000 visitors annually.
Yes, that is definitely our largest attraction based on size and visitor numbers. They've been ranked among the most visited art museums worldwide. They've also been named the best sculpture park in the U.S. by USA Today readers. That was 2023 and 2024. They are in the running right now. There's voting going on for 2025. So hoping to bring home that accolade, too, and add that to the Grand Rapids repertoire.
And, of course, since we just had the inauguration of our current president, there's the Gerald R. Ford Presidential Museum. It's a big highlight.
Yep, that one's back downtown, and it's wonderful to have such an attraction, such a historic and important attraction like that right here in the city. It's also really cool that President Ford and Betty Ford, their burial grounds are here in downtown Grand Rapids. So those can be walked through, a really beautiful place to memorialize there as well.
Now, we will talk to Bill in depth about the World of Winter, but that's a big deal in Grand Rapids. I mean, that's a couple month long celebration.
Yes, it is. So it's happening now, and it is. It's a 2 month event. So Bill and downtown Grand Rapids Inc. do an amazing job programming a really long festival and really making winter something to celebrate. You know, everybody's got their own opinions on winter and what that means for them, but in Grand Rapids, we've really embraced it. The festival consists of about 30 outdoor art installations. And when I say art installations, these are large scale. Most are very lit up, so it's really well experienced in the evening. And they're really cool to see because they're just very large, very grand, and very eye-catching. They also do a great job with events. I think they have about 25 events that happen throughout World of Winter. Everything from food events, like their Noodle Fest. They do a drag show That's called great. Winter's a Drag, mm-hmm. kind of a play on words there. So all kinds of events that hopefully something for everybody there.
Kate Leto is with Experience Grand Rapids. ExperienceGR.com is where you go to find out more. And we'll have more with Kate after we look at your roads. Hey, Mary.
Let's get you back to On the Map. Here's Dave Plyer.
All right, we are talking to Kate Leto. She's the Associate VP of Marketing Experience Grand Rapids. And we're talking a little bit about Winterfest and all the great things to do in the city. And I will say that your culinary scene is quite impressive. And you call it, which I really like, thanks to the Grand Rapids area refreshment areas. But it's really, you're a beer city. You're a foodie city. Let's talk a little bit about those flights of flavor and that passport that you have going on.
Yeah, so a couple of different things there. We do consider ourselves a food destination. We also do love our craft beverages, and now we're seeing even more and more of our breweries and our distilleries and cocktail bars embracing mocktails and the non-alcoholic scene as well. So we do have our Beer City Brewsader Passport program. That's a long-standing program. It's an app. You go to 8 different breweries collecting check-ins along the way, and then we do a free t-shirt prize. Really fun way to commemorate your visit to Grand Rapids. We've had over 25,000 people do that, giving out 25,000 shirts. So it's been just a fun way to, celebrate the Beer City scene here. Also mentioned that Flights of Flavor, which is newer and really cool. So when you think of flights, a lot of people think of beer flights. But this is really all types of flights. We've got things like an ice cream flight. We've got donuts. So a lot of desserts. We also have a lot of breakfasty foods. So it's a mix of food, drink, non-alcoholic and alcoholic. And there's a digital pass for that as well.
So can I get some beer, some cheese, and a pizza flight all in the same thing?
Yes, I think we have all that in Flights of Flavor. We do have a pizza flight for sure, and I think we've got a beer and cheese one on right now.
Yeah, that's very cool. What about the food scene there? I mean, the food scene is pretty incredible. I mean, top 20 foodie city across the U.S.
Yeah, again, downtown being really strong, but really all of Grand Rapids area, there's different pockets and different neighborhoods and towns that just have really fun and eclectic restaurants. So, I have little kids. I don't get out as much as I used to. I have a huge list of places that I haven't been yet, and I kind of do this for my job. So that's saying something, I think.
Absolutely. Kate is with ExperienceGR.com, Experience Grand Rapids. Kate, thanks so much for joining us, and we'll see you out at the World of Winter.
Thank you.
All right, now Bill Kirk will join us to talk about World of Winter. Bill is the communications director with Downtown Grand Rapids. WorldofWinterGR.com is where you can go to find out more. Bill, welcome back to On the Map.
Hey, thanks for having me again. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. So Downtown Grand Rapids is the group that puts on this World of Winter. It is huge, and it goes, for a couple of months, really. And it's over 100 free events and activities and outdoor art installations throughout the city. Tell folks, if they've never seen it, what this is all about.
Absolutely. Yeah. As you mentioned, we have a ton of art, a ton of events, and a ton of activities. The best way to think about it is, we try to turn Downtown Grand Rapids into a outdoor art gallery for a couple of months, give people a reason to get outside in Grand Rapids, and we throw a bunch of events around this beautiful art gallery that we create, and it really just creates an environment in downtown Grand Rapids that is the celebration of our four-season city in January and February.
And again, it started January 10th. It goes all the way to March 2nd. This is your sixth year, I think, putting this together, isn't it?
It is our sixth year, yeah. So we're super excited. We've been building momentum every year, and the response from the community has been great.
Let's start off by talking about all the local, national, and international art that will be on display.
Yeah, so we have 30 art installations up around downtown, some coming from as far as Thailand and Australia, and then some made by some of our really talented local artists right here in Grand Rapids. With these art pieces, we try to focus on big, bright, interactive installations in some of our public parks and along the Grand River that really just complement the downtown scene and our all these great public spaces we have. But these installations are amazing. A lot of them are light-based and sound-based, and they're very large scale, so they're kind of big spectacles for people to enjoy. And it's just, it's great. It really lights up the whole city.
And, you know, what's the temperature up there these days? We've had a cold, like a massive cold spot up here. Are you guys warming up a little bit?
Yeah, we've got up to a balmy 20 today. So, compared to the last week.
That's warm.
It's been really nice today, at least. We've had some really cold temps here in the middle of the month, but we do see the forecast improving. And honestly, we've been pretty impressed, even with the really cold temperatures these past couple weekends. A lot of people have still come out to the events. You know, people know how to bundle up and enjoy the festival.
When you got to get out of the house, you got to get out of the house. I'll tell you that.
That's right.
Throw us some example itineraries, like the best place to start your World of Winter adventure, how to map it out, best experiences. Let's get a little of that.
Yeah, definitely. So, if you're new to Grand Rapids, or even if you know your way around, I really like to start the World of Winter experience down at Rosa Park Circle. That's our little ice skating rink, right in the middle of downtown. We've got a bunch of great retail shops, bars, and restaurants up and down the street next to the ice rink. But when you start there, you're pretty centrally located in our downtown, and you can branch out and check out any different part of World of Winter that you want. I really like to head from Rosa Park Circle over to the Blue Bridge, where you can walk across the river, take in some nice city views, but then also see a couple of our art pieces. And then if you just kind of stay along the river corridor up and down the river path, you're going to run into Annapolis Park, where we have a bunch of great installations. You'll see the Gillette Bridge there. And then if you keep going north up the Riverwalk, you'll end up in the Monroe North neighborhood, and we have a couple parks up there that are filled with art as well.
Very cool. And are you doing those architectural walking tours?
Yes, we do have a handful of walking tours throughout World of Winter. We have an architectural one. We have some for Black History Month in February. We actually added one this year with a professional photographer. It's like a photo walk. So if you want to learn a little bit about how to shoot these beautiful installations and just learn a little bit about downtown photography, you can take that. So yeah, we have a lot of different options to have like a guided tour if you'd prefer, that someone can kind of show you around.
And is there a scavenger hunt this year?
Yes, we do have a scavenger hunt, as we do every year, and you can take that at your own pace. It started at the beginning of the festival, but as long as you complete the entire hunt by the end, you can try to knock it all out in one day, or you can take your time. But that's a really fun event as well, a way to win some prizes and check out all the different sites and sounds.
I'm telling you, if you go to worldofwintergr.com, folks, these art installations are amazing. I mean, they look amazing in picture. You got to see them in person for sure. Let's talk about some of the events. What's going on this weekend? And tell us what's happening downtown.
Yeah, so we have some incredible events lined up for this weekend. We've tried to each year bring back our favorite events that we have, like our Silent Disco and our Drag Show and our Noodle Fest. But then we try to add new events every year to kind of spice up the calendar. So this weekend we actually have two new events. One tomorrow night on Friday, on the 24th, we have an event called Rapid Art Movement. And this is actually poetry and performance art that is on our downtown shuttle called the Dash. So you get to actually ride around on the bus and experience some performance art, which is really, really cool. And then we brought a couple of our regular favorites back. So this weekend we have our Icebreaker event, which is a live ice carving down at Rosa Park Circle. And then we have that same evening on Saturday, we've got the Fire and Ice Show, and this is where we have professional figure skaters get out on Rosa Park Circle, and they also do fire art with torches, and they get to do fire spinning, which is really cool. And then on Sunday, we have our ice park and food truck rally, where it's essentially a bunch of yard games made out of ice and a whole bunch of food trucks. We've got some music lined up, so just a packed weekend full of fun events.
Very, very cool. World of Winter happening now through March 2nd. Bill Kirk from downtown Grand Rapids, worldofwintergr.com has all the fabulous details. Thank you for your time tonight, Bill, and we'll see you in Grand Rapids.
Oh, I appreciate it so much. And thanks for letting me chat about this festival.
As always, thank you, sir.
Thank you.
All right, that is it for us. I'll be back tomorrow night at 6. Your Chicago Blackhawks play next, right here on 720 WGN.